Omnipresent health. The spontaneity of omnipresent health is a normal thing. Health is spontaneous and instantaneous. It only needs recognition. It is never absent. Mrs. Eddy says in Rudimental Divine Science, quote, healing physical sickness is the smallest part of Christian Science. It is only the bugle call to thought and action in the higher range of infinite goodness. Close quote. Enlarge your understanding and see there is no disease. You are through with matter. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Close quote. Matter is mythology. Quote, matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie. Close quote. You don't cure it. You eliminate it, just like any other lie. Rely wholly on God, and you will demonstrate health. Health is effortless being appearing. You cannot bring health to any place where it is not already. Health is omnipresent, just like harmony or good. Quote, health, alias harmony, is the normal manifestation of man in science. Close quote. Is not harmony as omnipresent as mind? Mind certainly recognizes no inharmony. Then, for us to attempt to bring harmony about denies the allness and orderliness of being. The absence of harmony is the illusion. To try and make someone well is to believe he is sick. We know from the textbook that, quote, man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The real man cannot depart from holiness, nor can God, by whom man is evolved, engender the capacity or freedom to sin. Close quote. Healing is always the appearing of the one omnipresent health. Health being the alias of harmony, then there is only one omnipresent harmony, one omnipresent health. You never hesitate to say all is good. Anything to the contrary is a negation, is a reversal of the one omnipresent health. Healing does not mean fixing something up. It means realization of man's oneness with God. You do not eradicate a disease. There is no disease. The belief that there is a disease is a false sense, a lie. Did it ever occur to you that health is not omnipresent? How could that be? Did it ever occur to you that the multiplication table is not omnipresent? You reply, certainly not. What a silly notion. You know that God is always omnipresent. You have read many times in the textbook that one of the three great verities of spirit is omnipresence. Can it ever occur to you that health is not omnipresent? Listen to the conversation of many of your acquaintances, and you hear a great deal of talk about sickness and other inharmonies. They treat all these errors as facts and not as unrealities. Sometimes even scientists are tempted to say such things as, I know it is only error, it is a belief, it is seeming, but they keep right on talking And that kind of conversation is the error itself. And doesn't this indicate they still have an interest in that direction? Can you regain health by any material means? Can you make a few compromises with error to regain your health? Just how do you go about it to regain the multiplication table or the letter A when they are lost? Are there several states of health? One to be lost, one to be regained, and the third, eternal, omnipotent health that can neither be lost nor gained? Right now, you are experiencing the state of health that is uppermost in your thought. You are your think. You experience your own state of harmony. So take the side you wish to carry. Jesus knew health was omnipresent, and he knew it was permanent. He knew that the woman had been tricked by Satan. Mrs. Eddy puts it so well in Science and Health. She says, quote, "The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your free limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being." Close quote. Isn't it a pretty mess into which the illusion of material sense gets us? What made Jesus mighty was that he never compromised his pure sense of spirituality with the ways and means of material sense. He did not believe Satan could bind him. He said, quote, "Get thee behind me, Satan," close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Jesus stooped not to human consciousness, nor to the evidence of the senses," close quote. But she says, quote, "He demanded a change of consciousness and evidence, and effected this change through the higher laws of God," close quote. You can do this. The evidence, the without, is one with the within, and the within is your state of consciousness. Mrs. Eddy tells us Jesus, quote, "effected this change through the higher laws of God," close quote. You are dealing with the higher laws of God. The appearing and the maintaining of the one omnipresent health spell healing every time. Jesus said, quote, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," close quote. You know, this means you. You have all power in heaven and in earth. Get in the habit of taking command of every situation and get out of the hopeful or wishing state of thought and be positive. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Health is the consciousness of the unreality of pain and disease, or rather, the absolute consciousness of harmony and of nothing else," close quote. It is always your own fault if you entertain any thoughts that are not godlike. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Our proportionate admission of the claims of good or of evil determines the harmony of our existence, our health, our longevity, and our Christianity."